Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Well, thanks so much for joining me as we go right away to Naples, where Philippa Hitchin has been closely following Pope Benedict's visit.
Meeting together to pray for peace is the aim of the annual St. Egidio Interfaith Encounter, and Pope Benedict's words during Mass on Sunday morning reflected that same centrality of prayer as the key to transforming hearts and minds.
La preghiera diviene la più grande forza di trasformazione del mondo.
Despite the persistent rain, tens of thousands of Neapolitans turned out to hear the Pope's words of encouragement. Lining the route all the way from the harbour where the papal helicopter touched down, along the seafront to the imposing Piazza del Plebiscito, where crowds of faithful were gathered under a sea of coloured umbrellas awaiting the arrival of the familiar white Pope Mobile. Seated beside the flower-decked altar in front of the majestic colonnade of the Church of San Francesco di Paolo were some 40 leaders of other Christian churches and organizations, the Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew of Constantinople, the Archbishop of Cyprus Chrysostomus, the Armenian Catholicos Aram I, and the Archbishop of Canterbury Dr. Rowan Williams. 17 years after his predecessor, Pope John Paul II, came to bring a message of hope to this once prosperous city, so often in the news now for drugs and gang deaths, Pope Benedict denounced not only the organized crime network here, the Camorra, but also the widespread violence which infiltrates all levels of society and draws young people into an underworld of illegal activities. Naples needs adequate political initiatives to combat this mentality, he said, but above all, it needs a profound spiritual renewal.
Napoli ha certo bisogno di adeguati interventi politici, ma prima ancora di un profondo rinnovamento spirituale.
A formation of consciences which can transform people's attitudes and ways of behaving. The key to this transformation, the Pope said, is prayer, the deepest expression of faith, which in silence can change the world and transform it into the kingdom of God. Life in Naples, the Pope noted, is not easy. Away from the recently restored city centre, so many people live in desperate poverty, with no jobs, no decent housing, and little hope for the future. Talking to young people here, those grim realities are all too evident, especially in the sprawling suburbs which have become a drugs haven for addicts and dealers from all over Italy and beyond. In the rundown areas to the northeast of the city centre, families struggle to survive on a few hundred euros a month and a constant fear of their children falling prey to the pushers who sell drugs openly in the streets littered with used syringes. In his homily, Pope Benedict said it's vital to intensify prevention efforts, to support children in the schools, to organize their free time, and to help them find jobs so that they're not lured into the hands of the crime rings. Echoing the words of the Archbishop of Naples, Cardinal Crescenzio Sepe, the Pope said the seeds of hope may be small, but they can grow into large trees which bear much fruit. And he urged the faithful here to build on that authentic faith which can keep hope alive, even in the most difficult situations.
After celebrating this open-air Mass, Pope Benedict went up the hill to the Capo di Monte Seminary, with the breathtaking view over the Bay of Naples, to speak to religious leaders from over 70 different countries who'd gathered there to meet him, insisting how we are all called to work for peace and promote reconciliation between people. Philippa again.
After celebrating an open-air Mass attended by most of the Orthodox and Protestant leaders, the Pope met with the heads of those Christian churches, but also with Jewish and Muslim representatives who have come to attend the 21st International Peace Forum, sponsored by the St. Egidio community. The three-day forum here in the city, which was for so many centuries a crossroads of peoples and nations, also brings together the presidents of several African and Latin American countries, Nobel Peace laureates, officials from the World Bank and other international institutions, plus dozens of activists in the fields of conflict resolution and human rights promotion.
Di fronte a un mondo lacerato da conflitti,
faced with a world torn by conflicts, where the name of God is still used to justify violence, Pope Benedict stressed it's important to reiterate that religions must never be exploited to promote hatred and violence. Instead, he said, religions can and must offer precious resources for the construction of a peaceful future for humanity. The Catholic Church, Pope Benedict added, intends to continue following the path of dialogue.
La Chiesa Cattolica intende continuare a percorrere la strada del dialogo.
To encourage understanding between different cultures and religious traditions. He prayed that this spirit of dialogue, begun by his predecessor, Pope John Paul, at the first interreligious meeting of prayer for peace in Assisi, will be spread especially in those areas of the world where tensions prevail, where freedoms are denied, and where men and women suffer the consequences of intolerance and incomprehension. With Pope Benedict in Naples, I'm Philippa Hitchin.